You are listening to
Mother's Milk Radio on 97.3 FM WRIR LP Richmond.
Richmond.
This has been Sean Bonnet and Ben Gallaty from the band Andrew Jackson Jihad.
Yeah!
I'm gonna cuff the devil in his mouth. I just need to listen to my sickness so I can learn how and then train for a couple of weeks until I have I need. The flask is an alcoholic's paintbrush. The flask is an alcoholic's toothbrush. I need to go throw up now. I wanna be the queen of all the belly rubs. Now I'm gonna quit my job, 'cause I've got another job, and I don't need to work two jobs. I guess you could call me lucky. Are the longest, and I've got the weirdest feeling about this. I wanna go away for a while, away for a while, because the things that I have seen are turning me into a shitty human being.
tattered and retching on a hotel bathroom floor. Somewhere in the city, 3 days not sleeping, not eating, not feeling good anymore. Don't you sweat and self-pity now. It's not a pretty sight. What to say? I'm shaking, it's taking a long, long time to come down on this minus medication. Trying to remember my reasons for running myself into the ground with such dedication. What to say in my defense? I was in perfect tense. I used to have such
What's up, guys? It's Mother's Milk. Josh here. How's it going? You just heard three songs from three bands played at the Canal Club on Saturday. It's a phenomenal show, as always. Frank Turner always brings it, and he knows who to bring it with. We started out with Andrew Jackson Jihad doing a song called, well, let's just say it's called F the Devil. And then you heard Proper by Into It Over It. Full stop after each phrase there. They have periods in their title. It's confusing to type and to look at. Frank Turner was that last track with the song Imperfect Tense, which every time I've spoken to the man, I've asked him to play the next time he tours the U.S., and he always says that he will, but he never does. I don't think it's intentional. If I had any sense, I would email him weeks before he comes to the U.S. and say, hey, you should practice that Imperfect Tense song because I really want to hear it live someday. But I would feel odd doing that because I'm just some dude. Anyways, yeah, so that was some Frank Turner. It was a great show this weekend. And that night, I started drinking with brandy. Then we moved on to beer and then to whiskey, early times. I had early times the other day. It's not bourbon. Apparently, they make a bourbon, but I had their cheap stuff because it was cheap. And then I had some more beer. Then I had some vodka, and then I had some more beer. It was a really complicated, bad-for-me series of drinks. And I'm going to play a song now about brandy because... it all started with a single shot of brandy. This is The Streets doing Too Much Brandy.
Smell of good earthy herbs makes my nerves shudder. But where were you that cold December? Because we were in the grasshopper, spending guilders. Central Station charged up like Scarface. Amsterdam ain't a nice place, off your face, we enter the race. Walked down, been there before, done that, no joy. If you're bored, let's go see Roy. Get fucked up with the boys. Calvin, Smalvin, I'm well within my limit. Oh, hang on a minute, these mushrooms just kicked in. Think I might be finished. The ball game heads for the worse. For what it's worth, I might just fall off the edge of the earth. Brain's kind of surfing now. We wander down darkened pathways in a daze. Why?
Do I want to buy any cocaine?
Am I paranoid?
Yes, you're paranoid.
Charlie, darling, please save me. This is raving. Take me home to my baby. Do
two bags of mushrooms, room's mushed up and I need a crate.
It's only the way my body was trying to say that you'd better stop drinking brandy. In its own little way, my body was trying to say that you better stop drinking brandy.
Now, getting to the bar's gonna be trouble, so the Marlons will have to be doubles. Then you drink doubles, the same speed you drink singles. Ah, beautiful, the barman holds aloft the crystal glass, and I'm having all that's in the bubble in the bottom of the bottle. Then by 3 or 4, your head's a bit mangled, clubs full, you mingle. You dance the fandango, you sing all your favourite jingles. Far gone on one, call me Baron von Marlon. One has a monocle and cigar, Dickie Bow and Long John's. My utility belt tells me it's to the bar, Batman. Fat cans of that lager, then it's straight to the dance floor. For much more, fancy footwork's adored by many a more. Don't bore me with your little sidestep technique. Get to the beat, loosen up, it's the street.
In its own little way, my body was trying to say that you'd better stop drinking brandy. In its own little way, my body was trying to say that you'd better stop drinking brandy.
We eat junk food, sat drunk on the tube. Every time train clunks, I feel like puking. Wonder whether that beautiful bird will ring. Then it all goes hazy. These are the days we walking up, out in, back to the road, talking, well, shouting, actually, loads more drunk. By Jove, my mind's focused, balance fucked up. Rah, 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 it's all back to the Dark Star. And if it's this round, I'm quite partial to another Marlon at the bar. Bad idea to start again late. Should have given my brain a break. Take it easy, mate. You start to think you're a state, you definitely
in
are a state.
In its own little way, my body was trying to say that you'd better stop drinking brandy. In its own little way, my body was trying to say that you'd better stop drinking brandy.
Consented to throw a ball, and out they all were turning,
all the wise ones, one and all the men and women of learning, all of learning the lazy ways of ragmen and their brothers, slothful artistic fools who were tossed out by their mothers. And there's never enough beer to put upon the table, there's just never enough wine to keep this party stable, there's just never enough food to change this lovely weather, there's just never enough beer to keep anyone together. All sold to fall and made down in the Liberty section, where madmen cough and bawl, oh, and suffer all class of infection, all to entertain my dear old friends, every whore and thief and tinker who are loyal to the end, for they're loyal to a drink, sir. And there's never enough beer to put upon the table, there's just never enough wine to keep this party stable, there's just never enough booze to keep the fires burning, there's just never enough beer to keep the tournament from returning. Spent in agony and frustration, for I was born a wanderer. Oh, a tireless occupation, oh, from town to town I go, all dreaming of a homeland that I will never see, for I never liked my first one. And there's never enough beer to put upon the table, there's just never enough wine to keep me old and stable, there's just never enough smoke to change this lonely weather, there's just never enough beer to keep anyone together. Yeah!
Rachel, and in 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
I'll start drinking in middle school, and I'll do some things I don't really want to do. So by the time my parents talk to me about it, alcohol won't be my only problem.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
I'd rather stay home and drink out. many women does a man need? How many does it take to make him happy? How many hearts will he break? How much time will he waste? How many women does a man need? When a man's love, it's said he'll do all he can. And if he don't, he must not be a man. It takes love to work it out, and it takes love to light a walk out. But every man seems to walk out on his woman.
That's when I know I'm gonna have to regret all the disgusting things that I said. Cause I've got a dirty mind and I've got to get it off my chest. So I know while I'm making the best of impressions, that was a lie when I said I didn't know. I'm push me up against the wall. But I'm gonna try so hard not to look like a drunken fool. But by the time I get the nerve up, you'll think that it's just the booze.
That was Three from Lydia Lovelace's brand new record, her nationwide debut, I think. It's on Bloodshot, and I promised you guys 3 weeks ago that I would play all 9 tracks on that record over the next 3 weeks, and then I didn't play any last week because I got sidetracked with the totally awesome Herschel Stratego experience. here in the studio. I hope that you guys dug that. If you missed last week's show, you should do yourself a favor. Go to mothersmilkradio.com and download it, because it was hilarious, and it was an awful lot of fun, and Herschel Stratego was awesome, as always. But that's not what I'm talking about right now. What I'm talking about right now is Lydia Lovelace. I swear, that is the drunkest record I've heard in a while. It's probably my record of the year so far this year. The year's pretty gosh darn close to over. The three songs from her you heard were More Like Them, How Many Women, and Crazy. Before that, you heard The Streets doing Too Much Brandy in honor of the brandy that kicked off my excessive excess Saturday night. And then you heard X, because I could not figure out what to follow The Streets up with and thought that it might work. And it kind of did. A song by X was The Once Over Twice. That was followed up by The Tossers doing Never Enough off their second Victory Records album, Agony. Let's see. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to play you a song by a band called The Mare Repair. If you listen to my show a lot, you'll recognize the song, because it's the only song by The Mare Repair that, as far as I know, mentions drinking. So Danny really needs to write some lyrics that mention drinking and something else so that I can play something else in my show. But until then, this is what you're going to get. The reason I'm playing it is because they're playing a show on Saturday at McCormick's down in Chaco. And my band is opening, but I will not be playing the one drinking song by my band because, quite frankly, I played it too much. And it always feels a little tacky to play my own music on the show. And also playing will be Enemy Exorcist, who don't have anything recorded, as far as I know. I don't have any music by them to play. So all you're going to get to preview the show is this La Mer Vampire track called Survivor's Guilt. It's awesome. They're awesome. It's a record release party for those guys. And the record is really cool. Not only is it my favorite La Mer Vampire album musically, it's also just totally awesome visually. It's this crazy-looking sort of multicolored vinyl. And the artwork is beautiful, and it's just a really cool thing. So that makes me really happy. They'll also be on Fontaine's show here on Friday night, What the Fontaine. That's 9 to 11. So if you want to get your La Mer Repair on a little early before the show, you can do that on Friday night. And I've spoken a lot, so I'm going to quit speaking and let the music do the talking. Does that sound like a good idea? I think that it does. We'll be right back.
father was in France. With him is the captain, I'm a threat in Kevin's car. Never went to nursery and I don't know what to fit. Playing hooky with the victim, only hope of getting fit. Dark on the taboo, you're a kid on the jack. Drunk before I crawl, every day spent on my back.
Always Debonair, Cary Grant, coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. Born Archibald Leach near Bristol, England in 1904, a move to New York at age 16 led to stage success. After a successful screen test, he signed a contract with Paramount Pictures and it was off to Hollywood. It would be the last document he signed using his real name. As the new Cary Grant, he cornered the market with his charm and sophistication, appearing in over 70 films with some of the most gorgeous female stars in the business. Despite that, and his five marriages, rumors about his relationship with actor Randolph Scott continued throughout his life. One credit for the history books appears in the 1938 film Bringing Up Baby. Here, Grant is credited with the first-time use of the word gay in a homosexual context on screen. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns and recorded at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Cameron Hunt.
Way down in Virginia, amongst the tall-grown sugar cane, lived a simple man and a diamond neck to him and a rose of a different name. Well, the first time I felt lightning, I was standing in the pouring rain with a trembling hand and a bottle of gin and a rose of a different name. Well, the devil made me do it the first time. The second time I done it on my own. Lord, put a handle on this simple-headed man. Help me leave that black rose alone. Well, the devil made that woman. Lord, he threw the pattern away. She was built for speed with the tool you need to make a new fool every day. Well, way down deep and dirty, on the dark-haired side of shame. You'll find this cane-cutting man doing it again with the rose of a different name. Well, the devil made me do it the first time. The second time I done it on my own. Lord, put a handle on this simple-headed man. Help me leave that black rose alone. The devil made me do it the first time. The second time I done it on my own. Lord, put a handle on this simple-headed man and help me leave that black rose alone.
holes in our body, holes in our shoes. You can put your fingers in me, let the north wind blow straight through. When you left, I almost disappeared. And now you're gone, I'm not quite here. My friends say they call me, but there's nobody home now. They say talking to me these days, that's squeezing the blood from a stone. They say I'm fading fast, my signal's weak. Well, you told me to forget about us, I just forgot how to speak.
Holes in my body, holes in my shoes. Who can mend these vagabond holes in my body? Holes in my shoes. Who can mend these vagabond holes? Who can mend these vagabond holes?
Gonna love you, baby, when you're wrinkled and old. No teeth in your gums, your hair the color of snow. Two flights of stairs to your $10 room, where the smell of all your cats and dust and newspaper strewn. Holes filled with whiskey, holes filled with damp and mold. Days get short and the nights get cold. Days go missing when the bottle closes in. We grow sickly and the sick grow thin.
Holes in my body, holes in my shoes. Who can mend these vagabond holes in my body? Holes in my shoes. Who can mend these vagabond holes?
So a long time ago, we started out with LeMayor Repair doing Survivor's Guilt. Those guys are playing Friday night, Saturday night at McCormick's Irish Pub, 12 North 18th Street. Also on the bill are Machine Shop Inc. and Enemy Exorcist. After that, you heard a band called Adrenocide, the song called Born Drunk. And then we switched gears quite drastically, and you heard a cover of Black Rose by Billy Joe Shaver. That cover was by Scott Walker. So I was really expecting him to totally sort of reinvent the song, but sadly, he just sung it Scott Walker, not even Scott Walker style, really. He just sung it exactly as it was done before with Scott Walker's voice. A little disappointing in its conservatism, but still kind of awesome hearing Scott Walker do a country song, I think. After that, you heard Joey by Concrete Blonde, and my last track was The Triffids doing Vagabond Holes. And it's about time to start the second hour. And excitingly, this is the last show of the month, and that means that tonight we get to air another episode of Rum Doings. So I got that coming up in about 12, 13, 14 minutes, something like that. But first, I'm going to go ahead and play three more songs by three bands I saw on Saturday night. And I'm going to let Intuit Over It take care of the FCC required station ID here. How's that sound?
I'm going to be too drunk for this. Are you ready?
Yes.
My name is Evan from Intuit Over It, and this is Mother's Milk Radio on 97.3 FM WRIR-LP Richmond.
The Michael Jordan of drunk driving played his final game tonight. And burdened by his loneliness, he wanted to feel alive. His laziness built the pyramids, and his solitude was a knife. The Michael Jordan of drunk driving played his final game tonight.
Outside of your door, the very stones come alive. They are the spring in the step, the distant look in the eyes.
I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, just at parties. But my parents won't start talking to me about it till high school.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
Thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
1, 2, 3, 4.
How you doing tonight? Are the blankets tied? The drunks shout outside your window. Lights breaks across your wall. Think of me. It never goes away. Think of me, I know. It never goes away. Don't wanna fight, just walk these miles to be passing by, just to say that I'm okay. For you to see the state of me. Consideration. finally set themselves free. No, my fists on the end of my arms, just these hands trembling. Think of me, it never goes away. Think of me, the way I used to be. I know I said we'd better get home to bed, and I was the one, I always stayed out so late, always forgiving my inconsideration. It's a different story when you can never go home again.
So at the top of the hour, we heard three tracks from three bands that played Saturday at the Canal Club. Andrew Jackson Jihad doing the Michael Jordan of Drunk Driving was actually preceded by Intuit Over It doing Where Your Nights Often End. And after that, you heard Poetry of a Deed by Frank Turner. Then that last track right there was Tindersticks doing a song called Drunk Tank. And it's pretty much time for me to go ahead and start this month's episode of Rum Doings. Amusingly recorded probably like 2 years ago or whatever. If you'd like to catch up to Rum Doings and not listen to them on this once monthly schedule, you can totally do that by going to botherer.org and looking for the Rum Doings episodes. There's tons of them. I think you can also just go to rumdoings.com, but I can't remember if it's .com or .something else, so I'm not 100% on that. Anyways, botherer.org can definitely fix you up. And here's some Rum Doings.